when a family identified a property that was for sale within the county. Now, this family was actually homeless at the time. It would be the case for individuals within the county when they see properties advertised for sale. Sometimes they would ask, you know, that the local authority inquire about the possibility of purchasing such homes. This would arise on a regular basis. It would arise with individuals who are on termination notices. I obviously made the query for the constituents. I was told that acquisitions were on hold and that the situation would not change, we were led to believe, until January of 2025, until this month. So for this month's meeting, I put down the question seeking an update to be given with regard to housing acquisitions and if there had been any communication from the department with regard to acquiring new properties, and specifically, I suppose, asking if the hold previously put on the acquisitions by the department had been lifted.
So as things stand at the minute, Leitrim County Council are not in a position where they can bid for any properties that come up within the county for sale.
That's the situation. Now, it's likely, hopefully, and I would hope that this would change and change quickly. But, you know, I think it's somewhat ironic in the middle of a housing crisis where properties are advertised that the local authority can't inquire about purchasing these properties. It's a ridiculous situation in my view. It impacts the tenant in situ scheme, which is a scheme whereby, you know, somebody in a property, if the local authority were to sell that property to the local authority, you know, the tenants remain in the same property, albeit the landlord would be the local authority as opposed to a previous private entity.
It seems absolutely bizarre that such restrictions would be put on a local authority, as you mentioned, in the middle of a housing crisis.
Well, it's in my view, it's absolute bonkers. And we know that the people accessing emergency accommodation has gone above 15,000 for the first time since records began. Regrettably and unfortunately, I only see this situation getting worse with regard to housing.